registration for Robert Saxton, S-A-X-T-O-N, Jr., May 10, 53, addresses a letter to Molly, M-O-L-L-Y, McInnis, M-C-I-N-N-I-S-N-P, for 632249. Dear Molly, follow up for Mr. Saxton to review recent blood testing and hospital admission. This was a non-scheduled visit. Given his weakness, lower extremities, we did telemedicine with participation of wife. I also talked to you later on. After I saw him April 3rd, he was admitted to the hospital the following day for a few days because of weakness and falling episode. He did receive IV contrast for CT scan lower extremities as well as of the abdomen. There has been progressive worsening of kidney function. At the same time, he denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or changes in urination. He's supposed to have angiogram lower extremities next week by Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O. Blood pressure appears to be in the 120s, 130s, over 60s and 70s. We have stopped lisinopril, Bumex, metolazone, and metoprolol. He denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. He's able to speak in full sentences without any respiratory distress, expressive aphasia, or dysarthria. His chemistries today shows a stable anemia around 13 with a normal white blood cell and platelet. Has low MCV around 78. Creatinine has progressively increased. He was running around 0.8 to 1, and then progressively rising 126, 155. Low sodium at 130. Normal low potassium. Low chloride with high bicarbonate, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. There is elevated alkaline phosphatase and transaminases. There is elevated bilirubin. He's been treated for leukemia through Karmanos, K-A-R-M-A-N-O-S, Mount Pleasant. Recent INR at 1.1, has low IgM levels, as well as IgG with normal IgA. Recent iron studies are normal. CPK was high in the 2000s. Normal GGT. A1C elevated at 8.4. His urine shows negative for protein. No bacteria, no white blood cells. The presence of blood, although that can also be cross-reacting with myoglobin that was not tested, has normal thyroid studies, normal lactic acid, troponin not elevated, in the recent past, in March, there was elevated lipase. Next paragraph, a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis with contrast. Liver was considered normal. Spleen, normal. Kidneys, normal size, no obstruction. There is small bilateral renal cyst. No urinary retention. Does have atherosclerosis of abdominal aorta. The CT scan of the lower extremities, left-sided, with contrast, shows extensive muscular atrophy on the calf with fatty replacement. This was not an angiogram, but grossly arteries shows flow all the way down to the ankle. They also did an MRI of the brain without contrast. No acute process. He has chronic lacunar infarcts, bilateral basal ganglia. CT scan, cervical thoracic spine, no acute process. Does have disc abnormalities and foraminal stenosis. An echocardiogram with normal ejection fraction, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, minor other abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has acute kidney abnormalities with recent IV contrast exposure. There is a degree of rhabdomyolysis with probably myoglobulin in the urine, although this was not tested. No evidence for kidney obstruction or urinary retention. Concerned about the upcoming angiogram lower extremities. Blood test needs to be documented, stabilizing or improving, as I will consider high risk of IV contrast exposure to cause further kidney disease. He's been treated for leukemia. With target therapy, remains off diuretics and lisinopril as indicated above. He does have some liver abnormalities, including recent chemical pancreatitis, although no abnormalities on imaging. I discussed with you today that he might benefit from neurological evaluation. also discuss at length with patient and wife. End of dictation.